Morning, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 23rd of November. The election 2024 is busting out all over and is in earnest as rhinos fight it out with various MAGA components of the Republican Party for who gets all the marbles. As we know, Mitch McConnell and his wily bunch did absolutely nothing to help the advance of Republicanism if they were MAGA candidates in the last election. I don't have to say it was a fix when you don't get the money you're supposed to get, because then you would vote for President Trump instead of for Mitt Romney, or in this case, it appears Governor Ron DeSantis, who has not said anything one way or another, nor should he. Stay as governor, Ron. Don't become president till it's your time. That's going to be the thing, because otherwise you become a spoiler. There is now a thing to like whitewash, sheep dip, whatever you want to call it, the Romney types, the rhinos, things like that, to prove that they're all great guys and that the America First policy is an anomaly. I'll give you I'll give you one example, which is kind of funny, and you can look up his record yourself. This came out of, as I always tell you, we try to link things here. And we use as much liberal nonsense as possible so you can see what a propaganda job that they do on everybody else out there. And this is an Associated Press. Republican Representative Valadao wins Central California Valley vote. And the whole fact is it's Republican versus Democrat. It's a Republican area. Most of, you know, Southern California is usually Democrat, parts of Northern California are Republican, because that's where the money is. And Dave Valadao defeated Rudy Salas in the Central Valley District, overcoming a strong Democratic registration advantage. Registration advantage does not actually play out the way you think when people hate the party that they're in. And also that he had fallout from his vote to impeach then President Donald Trump. So he won 52% versus 48, which means he won by 4,500 votes in his area. Now, if he hadn't messed around with Donald Trump, it probably would have been higher. But I do not think, looking at that, and go look it up yourself, if you don't believe me, that he was going to win. If they had had a situation where Biden had not destroyed the economy, it would be close again. Look at it that way. If Biden hadn't destroyed the economy, and if he hadn't spoke out in order to try to get points to impeach President Trump, it would still be the same amount. I'm guessing around the same amount. He was one of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Donald Trump after the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He was one of only two of those 10 to be reelected, because nobody was running against him in a primary, I would assume. Oh, wait, does it say? No, he wasn't. The other ones were retired or were defeated by Trump-endorsed primary challengers. Nowhere in here does it say that. And when they say bipartisan these days, it means he sucks up to the Democrats. So basically, they're trying to say this guy was a juggernaut. He did it all on his own without Trump. But if he had still voiced an opinion to get rid of the president, and the economy hadn't tanked, we would probably be looking at a Democrat in that seat. And we probably are looking at a Democrat in that seat when it comes to most things. So these are the guys that you have to watch. As he said, you know, there were 10 of them, now there's two of them. That's two too many, right? We have that all over the country. We're even seeing it in Republican Executive Committee races here in Broward and Palm Beach. I don't think Metro-Dade has the issue. Broward County, there's a group that's wants to come in there and says that they will turn it around, make it functional. The group that's in power says absolutely nothing. I'm a member of that and I see nothing. So I'll tell you, this is a situation we're stuck with. Even if the current people running the place are the best on the planet, they are totally out of touch with reality when it comes to how to ask and answer things from their own constituency. Palm Beach County has the same situation. They lost a lot. They did gain a couple important seats, but they should have done better. And that's not the fault. That's not the fault of their chairman. That's the fault of people not going out and trying to take the information to the masses. You know, that's the thing. If you're in an area where it's very tight or where you're outnumbered, like where we are in Broward County, you have to do some work. You can't sit there and put on a t-shirt and cut people off in traffic and tell them to go fuck themselves or fuck Brandon. You have to actually go out and spend at least, if you didn't spend at least an hour working on this campaign and you didn't like the way it went, I don't want to hear it. I'm going to see that. Well, I won't be there, but when they have this election at the executive committee, I'm going to know how many people, just looking around, how many people actually did anything for the last elections and how many did. It's blowers and the goers, as grandma used to say. And there's way too many blowers out there these days. So the time is now. The Republican Party has to get its act together in the next 4 months. 5 months at the latest. Gives you 6 months to get everything set for a hardcore electioneering for 2023. 2022, we should be trying to get what coins and pennies and aluminum cans we have together, because the Democrats outspend us 10 to 1 or something like that. Because big business, which is the big joke, big business today is not big business of 60, 70 years ago. There's no Carnegie Steel that's going to give money to any of the Republicans. The tech people are socialists, and even worse in some cases, on their own. Go read Zero to One. But if you can, steal it or read it in the library so Bezos doesn't get any more money. While that's all going on and these little revolutions are going to start to occur, as we said, mainstream media is going to exonerate, whitewash, whatever it has to do, uphold the Romney turtle type Republicans. So that way, when you're saying something about them, they'll say local crank yells at cloud or whatever, you know, that kind of thing, that you aren't even understanding, whatever, that they are the real ambassadors of the Republican cause, and you don't know what you're talking about, which is a total lie. They are mostly business as usual guys. These are going to be, don't rock the boat, I'm still getting paid. We have a couple of them locally, and it never ceases to amaze me. We have a guy who's a state representative, right? And super, super rhino, super big with the Democrat Party. I can't even get into all the stuff that he gets up to. And I'm like, why don't we get rid of him? Why don't we have a primary this asshole out of there? He voted against the governor with the Walt Disney thing. You know, he's voted against the governor on key issues. And my answer back is, well, you know, he's one of us. I'm like, one of us in what way? In what way? My town, where he also lives, has huge infrastructure issues, right? That should have been addressed years ago while he was around. He's in a position where he could help us, and he doesn't even help us, even though my town's run by Democrats, who he is a servant of. So what the hell good is he, right? What the hell good is he? That's how you got to look at your local people. They're like, oh, well, you're not a patriot. Fuck you and your fake patriotism. If I hear that word one more time, someone's getting punched. Just because you're wearing the, you know, the bigger the lapel pin with the flag on it, the bigger the usually the traitor behind it. You know, that's the kind of shit that goes on. It's time for people to start getting out. You don't have to go out and do anything wrong. Just look at their record. You can, these days, Ballotpedia, all these different pages you can go to and see how these guys have voted. Wonder how they get such a large amount of money to run their campaign, and then go to that page that explains the campaign finance. So you'll have all the people that donated to these campaigns, and then just look down the list and you'll be like, okay, Democrat, land raper, extortion, big construction, stuff like that. And you're like, none of this fits into the conservative or America First strategies. Land development does not make you a patriot. You know, responsible land development makes you a patriot, because anybody can rape the land, as they say. The hippies were right about that, and they're the ones that fucked up Aspen. So picture that, right? Take that, Eagles. The band, not the actual animal. So that's going on, and while that's happening, they're still trying to push the other side of the, make it a two-party war. This article had come out. This is from a thing called Jolt Florida. It's supposed to be conservative, but when I see articles like this, I definitely wonder, unless it says, this is also here. See, if I were doing it, it would be, this has also been written, but we don't consider that this is, you know, of the right ilk to be a positive article. This would be Florida legislature to pave the way for DeSantis run for president in 2024. We would have to change the government law to allow Ron DeSantis to keep his job if he wanted to run for president. So right now, if he wanted to run for president, he would have to quit as governor and then run. So it would actually be a big win-win for the Democrats to, as they are already through Paul Ryan and McConnell and all them, trying to fill Ron DeSantis' head full of dreams and stardust, that he would go over there and just walk all over Donald Trump, big bad Donald Trump. If he does it now, he has to quit his governor, which means he shorts everybody that spent, I couldn't tell you how many hours myself and other people spent doing stupid shit in this election just to have a guy in there who says, well, maybe I'll leave in 2 years. When you haven't secured Florida completely yet, you will be, when you lose to Trump, which you will, because even if you were to get through the primary, you would be so savaged. I can think of 6 or 7 things off the top of my head if I was the Democrats that I could kick his ass with. And you won't be able to take that kind of beating that the president can, you know? So, and don't have the money. You don't have the, you can't hire the people. You'll be getting money from the Republican Party, which means that you are Judas Iscariot. Is that what you want to carry for the rest of your time? If so, I would never have helped you get elected. That's all I can say on that. But it's about time people call a spade a spade. Come out and say no, or come out and say yes. That's all you got to do. Because I'll tell you, if you looked at the volunteer people that helped to get Governor DeSantis in, and you said, well, he got in just so he could be in the public spotlight to then turn around and fuck over Donald Trump, he wouldn't have a friendly face looking at him anywhere in this state. I guarantee, except for Tallahassee. You won't have a friend. You better move to New Mexico or someplace like that. And I'm just saying it because that's what everybody doesn't want to say. And I wish somebody would sit you down and tell you, you know, you got a lot of Achilles heels, Holmes. You know, start cleaning those up. You're in your 40s, right? You can wait. You can wait and you can do it. If you get in there and you lose, let's say you beat Donald Trump and you lose because maybe the election's been fortified, now you're a loser across the board. We won't elect you again. You wouldn't get elected dog catcher if you turned away from Florida right now. And you are going to, that's suicide when the America First people do take over control of the Senate and get rid of McConnell and all of them. You're not going to get a choice to go in there either. And if you somehow manage to get in there, you'd have the shittiest jobs on the planet. Well, granted, it's a great job, even if you do nothing, because most of them don't. But I digress. That's just some stuff that's going to have to be said more and more often. I only bring that up because, like in the next week or two, I've got lucky enough to, I was brought onto a conservative website that's going on here. I think it starts, I'll let you know when it starts. It'll be sometime in December. It's called the South Florida Conservative. There's going to be a bunch of different people. Myself, I know there's a lot of local politicians that they're trying to get in there. I think I had the chance to do some interviews with some people. But like I said, there's other local politicians. There's other people of opinions, which is Broward, Palm, and Dade counties, but also the entire state of Florida and also the entire country from a conservative viewpoint. So there you have that. Otherwise, hope you all have a good, today's Wednesday, a good next couple of days. And that's going to be about it if I can figure out how to turn the thing off. And that's going to be about it. Talk to you later.